I'm April.
I'm Harley.
And you're listening to House Keys, a HUD podcast.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Because I never imagined myself being here where I am today.
Today we are talking to Devonda Baldwin, who has journeyed through several HUD programs on her quest to becoming self-sufficient. While living in public housing, she enrolled in the Family Self-Sufficiency Program. FSS connected her to the resources, training, and financial education that is critical to achieving self-sufficiency.
She is now a proud first-time homeowner with an FHA-insured mortgage.
Devonda, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Doing well. It's great to have you with us. So first things first, congratulations on achieving this huge milestone in your life. How is homeownership treating you?
I love it. I'm still in awe. I can't believe it, but I'm enjoying it.
That's great to hear, Devonda. Can you talk to us about your life growing up? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Aberdeen. It's a very small town in North Carolina, and I pretty much have been there all of my life. So I'm just moving out to Fayetteville, which is about two cities over. And just wanted to try something different. Just wanted to move away, but not too far, but, you know, a little distance.
I completely understand that. So how did public housing play a role in your life as an adult?
The major thing that public housing has done for me is just helped me on my journey to not feel that I'm so far down. Because at a point, I had reached rock bottom, but public housing helped me to build and regain some type of stability until I could make it on my own now.
That's fantastic. Could you give us a little bit of a timeline of about, like, when you first moved into public housing, when you joined the FSS program?
I enrolled in a program called STARS. Shortly after my incarceration, I think I had been out for about a year, and I had begun working and, you know, just trying to get my life in order. And I reached out to the STARS program because I was told about it through a friend of mine. And I inquired about it, signed up, and it was just a small program that would help you reach small goals such as, you know, paying for you or helping you with child care, helping you to go back to school if that's what you wanted to do, just supporting you while you're trying to help yourself, like giving you gas cards if you just, you know, you were trying and you had a job but you just didn't have the transportation to get back and forth. They do all types of small things like that. So I started there, and then I went on to the Section 8 program.
If you're comfortable sharing with us, can you tell us about the circumstances that led to your incarceration?
When I was young, probably about 18, I connected with some wrong friends and a bad crowd of friends. I ended up being at the wrong place at the wrong time with one of my friends, and I was just green to the fact because my mom raised me well. She was an FHA homeowner. She did all the right things. She was a single mom. And it was me grouping with the group of friends that she tried so hard to keep me away from. And I was just green because I didn't grow up, you know, like in a bad area or anything. So I didn't know about like drugs and guns. And we were never put in those situations coming up.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to shift the direction of your life?
My incarceration didn't come immediately after that. I kind of hid from my problem for a while and just ran away to other cities to avoid it. So I really prolonged my growth. So I was responsible enough to go and turn myself in and just wanted to put it all behind me. I made up in my mind then that I wouldn't go back to that. So, you know, I felt that it took a lot of courage for me to do that because I seemed to be getting away with it. But it took a lot of courage for me to go and put it behind me because I needed a different life.
Sounds like you definitely made the right decision, but that sounds like a tremendous amount of growth and responsibility. So in some ways, going to jail was the turning point for you. Would you say that?
Yes. It was all for the best. It's the best decision that I feel that I've ever made in my life, because my life before I went and my life since I've gotten back is two totally different lifestyles.
So, Javada, we would love to learn more about your participation in the FSS program. How are you connected to the program, and what made you decide to participate?
So once I made it to Section 8, they told me about the FSS program, and I started working towards that. But they make you set goals for yourself. It's kind of like they're not really giving you the resource unless that they see you're trying to do it for yourself. They make you earn certain things. They made me do budgeting and homeownership classes, just different things. They teach you the knowledge that a lot of people really don't know. Some of the things I didn't know as a grown person. So I commend them on helping you have the financial education and all the tools that you need to be successful.
I know it must have been a long and bumpy road, but can you talk to us about your journey to home ownership?
I owe all of this to God, so I just want to say that in trusting him, he didn't let me make a move that I wasn't ready for. I feel like if I would have got it when I thought I was ready, I probably would have lost it. I probably would have picked the wrong house. I just feel like everything just lined up the way that it should. I got turned down a lot. A lot of offers didn't get accepted. It was nice when I just would cry, like, you know, I put in a lot of work. I want a house. But my time finally came. But, yeah, it was a long, bumpy road.
After all of that, what was it like to finally get the keys to your first home?
It's an amazing feeling. I can't even explain it. Very, very happy. I cried tears of joy instead of struggle for once. And it just was an amazing feeling. I love it.
So you've been through the Section 8 program, public housing, family self-sufficiency, and now an FHA-insured homeowner. Can you talk about the impact these programs have had on your life?
They impacted me greatly. They just helped me to be able to make it. Because when I first started out, I couldn't do it. Like, just paying everything, I couldn't do it. But, I mean, it's great that they helped build me up until I could find myself at a place where now I can do it. And it's just amazing.
What would you say to other people who are in that place where they feel like they just can't do it?
Don't give up. Don't give up. Because I never imagined myself being here where I am today. You can do it. If I can do it, anybody could do it.
You're inspiring me just through the phone. I want to get out of bed early now and go get things done.
I second that. What's next for you, Devonda? Where do you hope to see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? What do you hope to accomplish?
I would like to own my own business. I started a small little cleaning or janitorial business. But I want to do more than that, maybe purchase another home.
Those are some great goals, and I am so excited to see where you end up and how you continue to just grow and be such an inspiration. It was great to talk to you today. Thank you for taking the time to share your story with us. You can find more information about the Family Self-Sufficiency Program by visiting HUD's website, which will be linked in our podcast episode notes. Thank you for listening to House Keys, the podcast all about housing and the people who make it possible. You can visit us online at hud.gov/podcast and in the Apple iTunes Store.